Hi and welcome to the latest ancient Egypt news leading up to Ramadan. In a groundbreaking archaeological endeavour, a joint Egyptian-US team has unearthed the upper segment of a colossal statue of the ancient pharaoh Ramesses II, south of Minya in Egypt. This discovery, as announced by Egypt's Ministry of Tourism and Antiquities, marks a significant addition to the understanding of Egypt's rich historical tapestry. The recent excavation efforts led to the identification of the statue's upper part, which, when connected with a lower segment found in 1930, is expected to depict Ramesses II in grandeur, standing approximately 7 meters tall. The discovered fragment, standing 3.8 meters high, features Ramesses II adorned with a double crown, signifying his reign over Upper and Lower Egypt, and is inscribed with hieroglyphs that add depth to the narrative of his rule during the 19th dynasty of ancient Egypt. This discovery is not just about the addition of a monumental statue to Egypt's collection of pharaonic relics, it signifies a deeper connection to the past, uncovering the religious and cultural significance of Hermopolis Magna. The area, known in ancient times as a center for worship and knowledge, is believed to have housed a temple dedicated to Ramesses II, suggesting the pharaoh's influence extended beyond the battlefield into the spiritual realm. The meticulous recovery and restoration of the statue promises to offer unprecedented insights into the life and legacy of one of Egypt's most celebrated rulers. The collaborative efforts between Egypt and the United States underscore the global interest in preserving and studying ancient cultures. As the statue undergoes restoration, it is poised to become a centerpiece in the exploration of the New Kingdom era of ancient Egypt, drawing scholars and visitors alike. Moreover, the successful excavation highlights the potential for future discoveries in the region, encouraging further archaeological ventures into Egypt's vast, yet partially unearthed, historical landscape. The unveiling of the Ramesses II statue fragment not only enriches our understanding of ancient Egyptian civilization, but also serves as a testament to the enduring fascination with Egypt's pharaonic past. As archaeologists continue to excavate and study the site, the world eagerly awaits the revelation of more treasures that lie hidden beneath the sands, ready to narrate the untold stories of one of history's most remarkable civilizations. The United Kingdom's Swansea University is presenting a rare watercolor painting by Howard Carter, the famed archaeologist credited with uncovering Tutankhamun's tomb. On loan from the Egyptian Exploration Society, the EES, this watercolour captures a relief from the chapel of Thutmose I in the mortuary temple of Hatshepsut near Luxor. Dating back to 1894, the artwork was made during Carter's early years, when, at the age of 19, he toiled at the temple under the banner of the then Egypt Exploration Fund. Carter's painting, rarely exhibited beyond the EES headquarters in London, marks its Welsh debut at the Egypt Centre. The revelation at the museum's House of Death Gallery featured an insightful presentation by Dr. Carl Graves, director of the Egypt Exploration Society. The watercolour, measuring 1.3 by 1.2 metres, stands as Carter's largest surviving work. While his monumental discovery of Tutankhamun's tomb in 1922 etched his name into history, this piece offers a unique perspective into Carter's artistic pursuits during his formative years. After its display at the Egypt Centre, the painting will tour multiple locations across England as part of the EES's comprehensive redevelopment endeavours in London. This exhibition contributes to the expanding repertoire of the Egypt Centre, an award-winning institution commemorating its 25th anniversary last year. As Wales's singular Egyptian museum, the centre is currently overseeing the cataloguing and examination of over 800 rare items from Harrogate Museums by Swansea's team of experts. A delegation from the Ministry of Tourism and Antiquities visited Cologne in Germany to inspect the Odysseum Exhibition Hall set to host the Ramesses and the Gold of the Pharaohs exhibition. This marks the fifth leg of the exhibition's journey, scheduled from July the 13th, 2024 to January the 6th, 2025, following its display at the Australian Museum in Sydney, Australia. The Secretary General of the Supreme Council of Antiquities, Dr. Mustafa Waziri, emphasized that the visit aimed to review the final preparations for the exhibition and ensure the readiness of the display hall in terms of showcases, lighting, security, and other aspects. The Ministry of Tourism and Antiquities, through the Supreme Council of Antiquities, is keen on sending a delegation of its leaders to any overseas archaeological exhibition to ensure all protective and security measures are in place, portraying these temporary archaeological exhibitions as Egypt's ambassadors abroad. The choice of Cologne as the host city was due to its strategic location among several major German cities and its proximity to cities in the Netherlands, Belgium, and Switzerland. Cologne is a tourist city visited by a large number of tourists, especially from China, Japan, and the United States. Khaled Sherif explained that the path for the entry of the archaeological pieces and the secure rooms designated for storing the artifacts during the exhibition setup were inspected, along with various security measures, including surveillance cameras and motion detectors, as well as fire and automatic extinguishing systems. The hall and its building will be under continuous 24-hour surveillance through two control rooms equipped with several screens to monitor over 150 surveillance cameras, in addition to the permanent presence of security personnel throughout the exhibition. The Ramesses and the Gold of the Pharaohs exhibition features 180 artifacts from the Egyptian Museum in Tahrir from the era of King Ramesses II, including the king's sarcophagus from the National Museum of Egyptian Civilization, and other artifacts from the Egyptian exhibition in the Bubastian area in Saqqara, as well as collections from several other Egyptian museums. These pieces highlight distinctive characteristics of ancient Egyptian civilization from the Middle Kingdom through to the late period, through a collection of statues, jewelry, cosmetic tools, panels, stone blocks decorated with inscriptions, and colored wooden coffins. The exhibition commenced its journey in Houston in November 2021, followed by its second stop in San Francisco in August 2022, its third in Paris in April 2023, and most recently at the Australian Museum in Sydney in November 2023, where it achieved unprecedented success and significantly promoted Egyptian tourism. The Egyptian Ministry of Tourism and Antiquities has announced the timings of museums and archaeological sites during the holy month of Ramadan. The ministry said that visiting hours will return to their original timings immediately after the end of Ramadan. Museums and archaeological sites will be open from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. except for the following museums: the Egyptian Museum in Tahrir from 9 until 4 p.m., Greco-Roman Museum 9 a.m. until 4 p.m., Hurghada and Sharm el-Sheikh museums are open in two periods. The morning period begins at 10 a.m. and continues until 2 p.m., while the evening period begins at 8 p.m. and continues until 11 p.m. The operating hours of archaeological sites will be open from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. during Ramadan, except for the Pyramids, Saqqara, and the Saladin Citadel in Cairo. Visiting hours start at 9 a.m. and continue until 4:30 in the afternoon. Kina, Luxor, and Aswan visiting hours will continue throughout the day at the same time. And that's it for this week. This news podcast is brought to you by Ted Laux and GNT Tours. For information on our November tour, please visit our website at gnttours.co.za. There's a link in the show notes. Follow us on Facebook, X, Threads, or Instagram. Thanks for listening to this episode. Please feel free to comment and share. Until next time, have a blessed Ramadan if you're celebrating. And thanks again. Cheers. Bye-bye.